Anyway, hello, everybody. Okay. Eddie Geyer, welcome back. Yes. Okay. Anyway, so the mice, I don't know, I sent for about a minute ago. I don't know if anyone got it. I want to go back on the previous Tysis. I see it's the thing is sure. I think we spoke it out, but I like to do it inside because I got stuck in share today and trying to figure out channel that plane is sure. So maybe you guys can help me.
Maybe what's is the bottom paragraph more of the Chiddushi Ritz, or is that a separate Marmaka?
No, that's a separate. There's two things I sent. One was the main thing I want to do is the plane is sure. And the second thing was a Ritva with a Lechem Avirim. I don't really want the Lechem of the Ritva. I just see what he's on the page. Truth is, maybe I want the Ritva too. But if you have it, otherwise, mainly I just want to do the plain Yeshua. So if you just have a plain, ordinary plain Yeshua, that's also good. But I sent it, I think the second thing I sent, the last thing I sent was a plain Yeshua. So if you have the plain Yeshua, that's good. If you have a regular plain Yeshua, it's good. And if you don't have it, it's also good. We'll say it outside. It's not such a complicated plain Yeshua. But let's do it again inside. Hello, Rabbi May again. Okay. Anyway. So we're doing like this. Taisa says, Taisa's Debre Amaskil, Ain't Shech with Varavera. Perak Ish Mekadesh, Higa the Yo of Mishkut Echot, except who below Shlucho. Higa the Yo of Shlucho, Shmidak, Singer, Chinks, and Bob Gerchon, Yeshleaf, Emil Amdin. So we pointed out very nicely that it's not so poshut. Shnei Tzuvim Gerchon is an Ein Melamdim. That's we said from the Klali Hashas. Okay. The question is, what is Tavis's purpose? What's Tavis's purpose? Especially if we are right that it's a Machlekes Rishayim, whether Shnei Tzuvim Gerchon is a source or not. So what's he doing? Is Tom telling us Bikias? She's even a machlokes rishayim. What's his purpose? So there's a plain Yeshua here. Let's read the plain Yeshua inside. Okay. The plain Yeshua says a very short plain Yeshua. Easy to read. Nirek avinasam. Shum debereish hasugya b'kedushin mashma. In the beginning of kedushin is mashma. To all the kaiman on eshech with varaveira. Hainu misvara. As we know it logically. Misvara. Misvara means from Svara. The Devi Rav, Devi Atalbit. Again, Tikshe, Mai, Sakadai, the Demaksha, Okala Akshos, the Mahatma Rechad Mishim Shrikas Raboy. What was it? Gemara's Kasha, the Havamina, the Chotzer, the Shai Cloud, time of Devi Rav. The whole Svara, Devi Rav, doesn't apply to Chotzer. So what was it? Gemara's Kasha. The Chad Kosmatavis, the Yodav Lame Krob, the Perakish Mekadesh. Okay, so very simple. He's saying that Tavis's Havamina was because he looked in Kedushin. Shum de Bereisha Suga de Kedushin Mashma. He looked in Kedushin and he saw that the reason for Ein Shech V'Aravera is we learn it out Misvara. That's the Mashmos of the Gemara in Kedushin, the Reish. Everybody says, according to that, our Gemara has no problem. Because obviously, the Svara Divinat Divinat Talmud doesn't apply to Chotzer. So he answered that no, we're not learning it Misvara. We're learning it from a Pasuk. The Yav and Mikra in the Gemara there. And therefore, they thought it does apply to Chotzer. Okay. So my million-dollar Shaida is what is the switch between the Havimina Maskan. But Yeshua doesn't say that Tavis Havimina was, and as far as the Nafshe, he thought that the reason for Dvara is because of this Dvara. He doesn't say that. The Lechem Avirim maybe says that. But the Yeshua doesn't say that. Yeshua says that Taisus thought that the reason for Ancient Ravera is because of Ravera, because that's the mashmos of Kedushin. Right? That's what he says clearly. Mishum debereish sugya debekedushin mashma dodekan shetvarvera hainu misvara. So Tavis' whole kasha was predicated on the Gemara and Kedushin. Sounds like he's saying without the Gemara and Kedushin, Tavis would not have had a problem. But because he saw the Gemara and Kedushin, and the Gemara and Kedushin says that the reason for this mashma, the reason is because of Ein Shesvara. So that's why Tavis had a problem. So now what's Tavis' answer? Tavis' answer is he quotes the Gemara and Kedushin. What is he quoting from the Gemara and Kedushin in his answer that he didn't know in his Hava Mina? So Hava Mina was based on the Gemara and Kedushin. So what is the answer?
The Maskon of the Gemara and Kedushin. Okay.
What?
What's the Maskon of the Gemara and Kedushin?
Okay, so what's he saying, the plain Yeshua, the typhus? What's the switch in the Hava Mina Maskana? I was going to hear it clear. The Hava Mina thought...
Can I
say...
What? Sorry, can I drop it? Can I suggest something very not lumdus?
Yeah, yes.
That right, Tosis is lost in his ikadi yalas, right? There are those that are yalas. So right. Maybe Tosis always understood the Gemara Kedushin that there's sort of three mandiyamim in the Gemara. That beginning Gemara there it's Masmat Misvara, and then there's the two mandiyamim that Tosis cites here. But Tosis thought it, in his half mina, thought it's doichek that the stomach deshas here is not going like what he considers the stomach over there, maybe. Like the pastis is divrei rav. And then the Gemara says over there two other opinions. Tosis mechadish that you have to say our Gemara is going like the ikadialis people.
Okay, so you're saying like this. You're saying there are three different opinions. That Tosis is not dropping the first opinion. Tosis and his Hava Mina also knew there were three opinions, but Tosis thought that the mashmal is that it's tzaychik to say that our Gemara is not going like all the opinions over there, especially not going like the first opinion. First opinion is the most pashut opinion, so that our Gemara should go at least according to the first opinion, but or also according to the first opinion. Okay. And Taiva's answer is that our Gemara is going according to the other opinion. Now, he doesn't really say that, but he says that's understood. Ika the Aleph, the Pregdusha Ika the Aleph, and our Gemara is going like that, Taya.
Okay, I don't understand right. These psukim don't knock out the Svara. Rebbe said yesterday that these could work in accordance with them. So okay. Tosis has to knock out that the Svara doesn't exist when it comes to Chatzah.
So you have to say, a good point. So you have to say that he means that if you learn from Svara, so obviously that means the Svara is right. But if you learn from a Pasuk, so then there's no indication that the Svara is right. So we could say that the Gemara didn't hold in the Svara.
It's just funny. It's because we use that Svara still. It's Svara still around in the
maybe
workings.
It doesn't hold to that Svara.
But can we say that it only applies sometimes? We're not meshubba to the Svara
at all.
I'm saying, why are we saying it's mutually exclusive? I'm just saying, why can we say that?
Because that's the only way Tavis can answer his question. In order to explain our Gemara's kasha, you have to say that our Gemara does not hold in the Havamita. Did not hold the Divrei Rav. It's a Tavis problem is, but the whole source of Ein Shechesvarvera is Divrei Rav. So they had no Divrei Rav. And for Tosis, according to Rafi, that our Gemara is going according to Mad Omar, that holds the source of Ein Shechesvarvera is not Divrei Rav. And therefore, they didn't know Divrei Rav. That's what Rafi said.
Can we say that the Pesukim can work independently? That's all I'm saying. He's saying, is that the pasuk could exist, the svar is true, but since it's not the makar, we could say that sometimes it applies and sometimes it doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of svar that is. If that's the svar of the pasuk, then it always applies. I don't know what kind of svar that is.
You know, I think they make a distinction between mezid and shogeg. There's a lot of raid on that.
Yeah, well, that depends on what the svar is.
It could only apply to mezid.
If the svar is because pasuk is because of a svara, then the pasuk would only apply to mezid. It's not if the pasuk is not based on this svara, then it maybe applies all over.
Is it possible that the pasuk would extend from mezid into shogeg?
I don't know. It depends if there's a if there's no intrinsic mashmos in the pasuk.
Right, I understand.
Anyway, the problem that I have—I mean, I saw a little bit before this problem, but I'm not—I'm not. I want to hit the nail on the head. The way Raf is setting it up—that is how I would have learned Tosfos. The problem with bothering me is Tosfos. We're making a gigantic unmistavra dika machlokes in kedushin. In other words, the first day in kedushin holds that how do we know Eishef is Aravera? There's no pasuk. We learn it out of svara. That means that this svara is so stark that we don't even need a pasuk to teach it to us. We know it logically. The second day has a pasuk. Now, you have a pasuk, just like Shmuel said, I agree with him. The fact that there's a pasuk doesn't mean that the svara is not right. Okay, so now we have a pasuk. But what's pshat in the pasuk? So we don't know. So isn't it, we always try to give a svara to the pasuk if we can. So rather than say it's exeris akasiv, so we should try and give a svara. And we should say that the svara is the same svara that the first mandamer held that we didn't even need a pasuk for. That would be minimizing the machlekes. First day of hold.
Whoa. Why do we need a pasuk for? If you have an argument of svara, the pasuk is teaching me the svara.
The first day of hold that you don't need a pasuk, you can learn it out from svara. The svara is so strong that you don't need a pasuk. And the second day of hold that the svara is not that strong, you need a pasuk. But after the pasuk, shouldn't we go ahead and say that the pasuk is because of the svara? I mean, isn't that the normal thing we do to minimize the machlokes? That we, you know, there's, if one day a hold that it's such a pasuk as svara, you don't even need a pasuk. So the other day, which has a pasuk, should say that that's the stavra shot in the pasuk. But according to the way the Plain Yeshua is setting it up, if you're learning Tosfos like Rafi, they say the day that's learning from the pasuk, at least the Gemara not having me to help, he doesn't hold the reason is because of the pasuk. So what is the reason? Because of Devi Rav. So what's the reason? Stop Xerus Akasa. So why is there such a gigantic machlokes? It's a little strange why the Gemara would think such a thing. That the Gemara would assume that the machlokes is one day a hold it's a svara, and you don't even need a pasuk. And the other day a hold that even after the pasuk, I don't want to say the svara. Isn't that making too big of a machlokes?
Remember, Rebbe had a chakira of what's pshat in Divrei Rav, and we're switching the svaras within Divrei Rav.
Yeah, but the Plain Yeshua is not doing that. The Plain Yeshua is saying that the svara of Divrei Rav would shlug up chatzer. That's what he's saying. I mean, I could hear there are other people that argue with the Plain Yeshua and say that Gemara's, the Plain Yeshua is bothered by a little bit. I don't know if he's bothered, but he's saying what's the Gemara's havamina. And he's saying the Havamina did not know Divrei Rav. Now, without the Plain Yeshua, there might be other people that argue with the Plain Yeshua. I agree. And they would say a different shot in Divrei Rav that could fit into Chatzar too. I think Rikki Veger might do that. But the Plain Yeshua says that Divrei Rav doesn't apply to Chatzar because it's Pashit. He says, to a Chatzar lo shaya klal time of the Divrei Rav. So he has to say that the Deya that Tav is quoting, the other two days, they don't hold an asara of Divrei Rav. So it just sounds to me very, very strange that you're making such a gigantic machlokes, especially if we're looking at the Gemara. And it sounds like some Tosfos from Plain Yeshua that we know the Gemara in Kedushin. Why would we make such a gigantic machlokes that one day a holds? That it's a one day a hold that's a svara, and the other day a hold that even after the pasuk is not a svara. It's a little strange. It makes such a gigantic.
What does Lechem Abirim say? I didn't get that.
Lechem Abirim says it's almost similar to the Plain Yeshua, but he doesn't say that he doesn't quote the first day of, let's look at the Lechem Avirim. If you look in the Lechem Avirim, the second sheet, the bottom of the page, he's also bothered by what Stoyv is doing. So he says, after the Hatoyv is Bechoshvam, which I think means the Havamina, the Mai de Kamar Hochot, the Kaimudon, Ancient Ravera, Haino Misara. So he's a thought that Kaimudon, Ancient Ravera means Misara. Why does he think that way? Not because, like the Plain Yeshua says, because he looked in the Gemara and Kedusha. That's just down what he thought. I don't know, maybe the language is mashma that way. I don't know. Fikivin the Misara. If you have to have a svara, there's only one svara. That's divya rab. Okay, that there is before some. So then there's no room for the havamina. The shiny chotin, the shiny divya rab. My matcha. In other words, he's similar to the plain shua, but not the same. Both he and the plain shua are saying that tovis is coming la fuge, the possibility that ain't shech is not there because it's never a rab.
Right.
But the Yeshua says that Taibis got that because he sees that in the Gemara and Kedushin. Because the Gemara and Kedushin had a daya that says that we learn from Divrei Rav, ain't shech is not there. The Lechavirim just says Taibis just assumed that on his own. He didn't have
the
a
same thing. Isn't it the same thing as a swara?
No, but the difference is, let me just read the end. Retartsin, Taibis answers, the Ika the Yada Mishrute Chut, the Ika the Yada.
Right.
Even the Mikro Yada, since they learned from a Pazik, Efsher, it's possible, it's not Mukhruch, to below Svara Kamar, they assume it's no Svara, the Xeris Ikosavu. It's rather the Xeris Ikosav. Vim Kane, no Karne, the Karne, my Karne, therefore there's not a problem what the Havamin is. So I'm saying, in the Lechem Avirim, I don't have my problem.
Why not?
The Lechem Avirim never said that there's an Amad Omar in the Gemara that actually says it's a Svara. Tosfos had a Havamina. For some reason, Tosfos thought the word Kaimala and his Mashma, that it's a Svara. You don't need a Pasuk. Tosfos says, no, there's no such day. No one ever holds such a thing. Of course, you need a Pasuk. Everything is with a pasuk. Therefore, the Havamina thought that pasuk's without a svara. The Gemara's maskana is a pasuk's with a svara. No problem. But the Klei Yeshua is not saying that Taif is just on his own thought. Ancient svara there is because of a svara. Taif has thought that because he looked in the Gemara in Kedushin. So it's a Klei Yeshua is so much more shver. In a sense, he's better because it's funny, where did Taivis get this from? But on the other hand, he's much worse, because if Taivis looked in the Gemara and Kedushin, so first of all, if he looked in the Gemara and Kedushin, so why does he look at the end of the Gemara and Kedushin? Like what was, he only looked at the first line, he was Taivis a Chavetz Chaim guy, he only read the first line of the Gemara, and he didn't read the end of the Gemara. And so Rabbi said, because he felt that our Gemara should work like according to everybody. Okay, maybe. But second of all,
the Peneshua doesn't say the Amad Omar like that.
What?
If we read the Peneshua carefully, he doesn't really say that there's a Amad Omar like that. He says that was the Havamin of the Gemara.
Okay. So you're saying a different suggestion than Rafi, that Tavis is being Mechadish, that he has wrong shot in Kedushin. Is that what you're saying?
L'chora. He's saying no, that the Havamin of the Gemara there held is Svara. And therefore, he could be like the Lechem Abirim.
You know, I don't know the Havamin. There's Taivis read Mashma. It's Mashma. There was such a day in Kedushin. Taivis Maskan is, it's not true. There is no such day in Kedushin. But I don't think that fits into the words of Taivis. Taivis doesn't say, it doesn't sound like any of Taivis is changing Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin. That would be I don't see I can read that into the words of Taisus. In other words,
when the Lechem Avir says Vaday, the Kivan the Misor, Vaday that's for Mishum Divya Rav. Why is it Vaday that's the Sor? Because
there is no other Svara.
Not because of the Gemara?
No, he doesn't know the Gemara. The Pnei Chavir doesn't quote this far in Ketuvah.
He tells the Mechava to a Gemara. He's Mechava to a Gemara.
He just knows that the only Svar that's out there is the Vera.
The Gemara.
Which is probably true. There is no other Svar. But again, let's get back. In other words, the Lechem Avirim is weaker than Taisa, than Pnei Yeshua, because he makes Taibis as Hamin a much flukier. Why did Taibis think it's a Svara? Where did he get that from? He thought it's a Svara. Who told him to think that way? It doesn't tell you. Pnei Yeshua, it makes the Havamina much better.
But if we know the Gemara said that
Taibis looked in the Gemara and Kedushin. But the Pnei Yeshua is much worse because two reasons. One, if he looked, if Taibis is Havamina, was that he looked in the Gemara and Kedushin, so he should have looked a little more in the Gemara and Kedushin. So what's his kasha? Which Rafi wants to answer, because Taivis is a machlokes, and Taivis is a deichek to say our Gemara goes like all the day, only one of the days, or like all the days. Okay, maybe. But the second problem is, if there's really such a day in Kedushin, so then you're making such a gigantic machlokes in Kedushin. See, according to the Lechem Avirim, he never said that there's such a day in Kedushin that actually holds that we learn an Ami Svara. So I would say, according to Lechem Avirim, even the Gemara in Kedushin, which said the Svara, that's only after the Pasuk. No one at the end of the day learns an Ami Svara. Okay, so that the Gemara, everyone learns it out from a Pasuk. The Gemara in the Havamina over here thought that the pasuk is exeris akasid, and the Gemara in Kedushin is telling you that no, that does not exeris akasid, megad a svara, and that's probably Chan Ravin and Rav Sama. They're also saying that there's a svara, and that's why they're answering the question. So in the Lechem Avirim, the movement between Taivis is Amin and Maskana, I get that Taivis Amin was. I mean, the argument, the Gemara is Hamaskan. The Taivis Hamina was that there's a Svara. Taivis Maskana is that we know it's from a Pasik. Once you know from a Pasik, now the Gemara is Hamina thought it's Xeris Akasa because the Svara is not so good. A Shvach is Svara. So it's a Shvach is Svara. So we'd rather say it's Xeris Akasa. And the Gemara is Maskana is no. Since we hate Xeris Akasa, we'll say it's a Svara, even though it's not such a great Svara.
In the Gemara Kedushin, it's not clear that the sheet that I hold is just a svara, right? It's not crystal clear, or is
not
it?
Not clear. The Gemara in Kedushin first quoted the svara, and then later it quotes the drasha. So the Pnei Yeshua is saying it's mashma that the svara stood on its own.
Because
you could say that the Gemara was relying on later that they're going to quote Sukkot, but the Pnei Yeshua is saying that Taivis' kasha was predicated on that mashmos. So the question is Taivis retaining that mashmos at the end, or is he dropping it? I think Rav Nosson Meltzer was trying to say that Taivis at the end is dropping that mashmos. But that I don't see in the words of Taivis at all. Taivis just says, Ika the Yoas. Taivis knew that in his Havamin also. If you're going to say that Taivis is switching what's on the first day, so then he's not saying the right thing. Taivis always knew that there's an Ika Diyawah, but Taivis says Havamina was that the first day learns Misvara, and Taivis wants our Gemara to work with the first day. Taivis' answer is that's not shot on the first day. So that doesn't seem to fit into the words of our Taivis at all. He doesn't say. And then David has to discuss Pshat and Kedushin and say, I got wrong Pshat and Kedushin. He doesn't say a word about that. So I'm inclined to think that Taivis is not changing Pshat and Kedushin. So it means that Taivis and his Amin and learned Pshat and Kedushin, that there's a Madamar that learns a Misvara. So Taivis and his Maskana is not dropping that. So I think if Taivis and Maskana is not dropping that, so then why in the world would we say that the other day is Xeris Akasas? Like, it just seems so bizarre to make such a gigantic machlaikas. The one day a holds it's a Svara, and you don't need a Pasik, and the other day a holds it's Xeris Akasas. This seems strange.
In the second man diamar of shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad. So, could it be that since there's two exceptions where we say yeshlich l'dvar avera, so it has to be exeris akasav. It can't be a svar of divrei rav, because then why by those two cases do we say yeshlich l'dvar avera?
I don't know. That's a good point. Interesting question. In other words, you're saying if the svara would be true, then why are there exceptions? If there's another reason, then it could be exceptions. If the svara is true, why would there be exceptions? Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear it's an interesting svara. And others, so that and when Rashi says, you know, we don't know if Tavis is agreeing with Rashi. And the Gemara somehow in the answer would either be not working with the Svara, or even though they're working with the Svara, they're disagreeing with that. Okay, maybe. I was thinking something similar like that idea, not like yours. I wasn't thinking yours. But in the Ma'adamra Shnei Ksuvim B'am Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, it's like there's an explicit pasuk that says Ein Shef Edvar Aveira. So then I don't know if you can give a Svara, because that's like Darish time in the Kra. Right? We had this, that if you're learning from Shkutei Chutz, so then it makes sense you give a Svara, because you fakir it. The Torah never said Ein Shech Edvar Aveira. The Torah only said by Shkutei Chutz Ein Shech Edvar Aveira. You want to make a binyan av to extend Shkutei Chutz to everywhere else. So I have a Svara, so I limit the drasha. We always ask Pirchas on binyanavs. You have no right to make a binyanav more than you find.
Right.
So you only found the pasuk by Shkutei Chutz. Shkutei Chutz has a Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. So you can only make a binyanav to when there's a Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. But if it's Shnei Ktuvim B'am Ke'echad, it's like the Torah wrote, only in these cases ain't Shechivar, yes, Shechivar, everywhere else ain't Shliach. So the Torah says everywhere else ain't Shliach. Where do you come along to say, well, but there's a Svara for ain't Shliach? What right have you, maybe that's like called being Darish time in the Kra. When a Torah says something, we never limit, when you have an explicit pasuk, you're not allowed to limit the pasuk based on a svara.
Why not? Why can't you limit a pasuk and say, you know, ain't bala chidusha?
Because there's a svara called ain darish time in the kra. What if there was a beferish pasuk that says ain shech edvar aveira? What if there was a pasuk? Pasuk wrote just stomach. Ain shech edvar aveira. So would you be allowed to say that because of divrei rav? So I think that's an infringement on the principle of the Ein Darish time in the Kra. Because Ein Darish time in the Kra says that if the Torah says something, you're not allowed to use Svara to limit what the Torah says.
Right, so you'd include Chogeg. That would be a classical...
Okay, that's right. You would include Chogeg. And you would also include, even when you don't have the Svara, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. So you include Chatzer. In other words, If it's Shnei Ktuvim B'am Ke'echad, it's like the Torah wrote, yes, Shnei Ktuvim B'am Ke'echad.
So Tosos should have just brought the last sheet, not the, you know,
yeah, both sheets. Not too good. I'm not saying it don't work too good. It don't work too good, yes. I agree. And I'm not even sure if what I'm saying is right anyway, but it could have been the man to Omar that Shrutei Chutz, you yep. definitely have a right to give a svara because you ask a pircha on the limud.
Limiting is the same thing as being Darish time in the Kra. Limiting is it? Forget, you're saying, I don't know, I'm not being Darish time in the Kra, but I don't have a right to another case. That's called being Darish. You limit something, that's called being Darish time in the Kra. Forget, I don't have a right. I don't know what a svara is, but I don't have a right to take it somewhere further.
But if it's not, I'd say that's only if you want to take it somewhere further. That's true. That we do. But if it's, I'm not sure. But I was thinking. But Sandy's right. It doesn't do any. It doesn't help us anything.
But I was both thinking, what I'm saying and what I'd be saying.
What
doesn't? both my svara and Rabbi's svara only applies by shnei ksuvim.
You know, the thing and the svara shnei ksuvim ke'echad, it's as if the Torah wrote the feirish, yes, shnei ksuvim. Once the Torah writes it, you have no right to limit it. If you learn from Shrut Echot, the Torah never said, Ein Sheikh Edvar Avera. You want to learn it out from Shrut Echot. They're saying, you want it out from Shrut Echot? We only found it by Shrut Echot. Shrut Echot is that's every time we ask Pirchas on a Tzad, on a Mamatzino, we did that by Shalva Kesef Kekesef, Tavis in Kedushin. If the Torah only wrote Shalva Kesef Kekesef by Eved Ivri, I would say only Eved Ivri because Shoyitama Ben Agoyim. I would say if it only wrote it by Meitav, I would say because of the Zikin, because the mother's far, I don't remember anymore. Right? Tavis, whenever you're making a Limud, then we definitely ask Pirchas. So those aren't, that's not called bearing Torah's time in the Krug, because we're not saying this is definitely the reason. Just saying that you have no right to learn it out. You can't learn it out because there's a Pircha. So you're allowed to say a Svara, and the Svara acts as a Pircha, and then you can't learn it out. And Mimeda, it's a suffer, and then Mimeda, that Svara is obviously right because you don't learn it out to those cases. But when you're Shnei Tzom Kechon, I was thinking, that it's like there's a pasuk. It's not that we're trying to learn out everywhere else. They care. The Torah said only here yeshiv varavera. Everywhere else ain't yeshiv varavera. So now you're gonna limit it. Who says you have the right to limit? Who says you can limit the pasuk? But that is true. But that is the ma'isa. But Taiva says both. Also right. Rafi Sfar is also the same problem. Taiva sounds like. So it's Pashup Shah, Taivis means to say it, and our Gemara can work like either of those days. Yeshua says, he doesn't seem to be makbid which one. He just as long as you're Yodah Flame Mikra. So.
And you should include Chatzar.
No, so he means to say the plan of Shua, like the Lachem Avirim said, and our Gemara was that it's Xeris Akasav. And then there's Xeris Akasav, so it thought it included Chatzar. But I think it's a little funny. Why would the Gemara, you're making the movement of the Machlaikas in Kedushin so funny that the first day of hell, that's a Svara. And the second day of hell, that even after the pasuk, the svara is not right. You know, you have to, even after the pasuk, and especially, you know, like we, like, you know, it's a little bit of this pikiyas, you know, that at the end of the day, there are people that say that ancient was varavera even by shaygeg, which means that it's not based. It's not based on Divrei Rav.
Becomes a low plug.
Who says low plug? Don't you need? I don't know. I do not know.
That's what Tyson's is switching. That's what Rashi Tyson.
The low plug on a Deraisa level is very, very radical. No, we don't. So if someone says so, if there's a hechroch, I'm ready to buy it. But who says that we make a low plug on a deraisa level here? Is there a riot from the Torah that we make a low plug deraisa? If the Torah only said ain't sheikh, the Torah said yeshiach with varavera by shrutechutz. You want to make a binyan av? Does the binyan av tell you that there's a low plug? You need a mekor to make a low plug. Especially if you're doing a low plug deraisa, which is very, very radical. You know, I don't say there's no such thing as low plug deraisa. Some people say there is, some people say there isn't. But the pashtus is there's no low plug deraisa. Pashtus is we ask pirchas. We don't make low plugs. When Tavis, you know, we always say, why did I write two psukim? If I only wrote this, I would have said this. We don't say low plug. So the Torah wrote Shrut Echutz Yeshiv Varavera. I'm sorry, Torah Rabbah Shkut HaShkut ain't Shekh with Arveira. We're making a Binyan Av. So you have no right to make a Binyan Av with a low plug. You have no right to do that. So Eva Mai.
Could it be that?
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
Could it be that the Svara of Divrei Rav is a type of Svara that if it's right, it's Pashut? And if it's not Pashut, it has to be wrong. Dehainu, the Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud Shomer is a certain Yashrus. Of course, Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud. When we come along, and according to these two Man Diyarim, though, if the Torah has to teach it to us, then it must be that the din of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera is true for some other reason. Because if the reason was Divrei Rav, that would be Pashut.
Okay, it's a good structure, but just needs a little hazard. Either it's right or it's wrong, but there's no possibility that it's debatable. That you need a pasuk to teach it to you. Right? That if it's right, then it's right. We wouldn't need a pasuk. And if we need a pasuk, then even after the pasuk can't be telling it to you. Because if it's wrong, it's wrong. All right, structurally it makes sense, but I don't know, logically it's hard to hear, no?
Yeah, yes.
Yes. I don't know what the svara with that would be, that if it's not svara pshuta, then it can't be the pasuk teaching it to us either.
What about the fact that the reason I need the pasuk is because I don't hold the svara? Maybe the whole reason I need a pasuk is because I don't hold the svara.
Yeah,
so therefore the pasuk is not going to teach me the svara.
Why not?
Because the whole point is, for whatever reason I hold the svara, it's not much what you say, reason I need the pasuk is because I hold the svara is wrong.
I hold the svara is debatable. I hold the svara is not mukhruch. I need the pasuk because the svara is 100% wrong. Maybe I need the pasuk because the svara is not so compelling that you have a right to say it on your own. But not that it's wrong. I just wouldn't have thought of that myself. The thing is, thinking you're moving to such a big extreme. You're going from one person says that the svara is so mukhruch that we don't even need a pasuk, and the other day holds that the svara is so wrong that even I prefer to say it's exeris hakosav, like the Lechem Avir says it's exeris hakosav. I prefer to say exeris hakosav than say that's what the pasuk's teaching me.
So look, can I try again? Maybe everybody holds it's so right. It's so posh. This svara is so posh. And that's why the first Man D'Amrim Taka holds that's the source of Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. The other Man D'Amrim also hold it so posh. And they come across these psukim and they say, whoa, why is the Torah teaching me something? Of course I know Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. Must be that there's some other reason that I don't understand.
But the Torah is teaching it to me because the Torah is teaching me to teach me even in cases where the svara doesn't apply.
Right.
But it's a little hard to say because if the limit is from Shluchei Chutz, and the Shluchei Chutz is limited with the reason, it's like, how are you going to learn from Shluchei Chutz? It's like an extra, I don't need Shutei Chutz. I know Shutei Chutz, Misvara, because ain't Shutei because I did it right. So why did I write Shutei Chutz to tell me, even when I don't have this Svara, I did it right?
In other words, Prolamalitic Svara.
I don't know if you
there
can do
that. There is such a concept, no? Svara, Prolamalit, right?
Yeah, but and therefore the Pasuk, but...
Therefore, the pasuk.
If Mara would have said it, I would, okay. But Mara doesn't say it.
Right. If we know that the Gemara applies it to, at the end of the day, is going to apply it to Shogeg.
We don't know if they apply it to Shogeg. That's the Shoshana. We don't know, and it could be that the Svara. It's not so mukhlo that Divrei Rav doesn't apply by the Shogeg. I don't know, that could also be debatable.
Rebbe, maybe Taisus is saying just a little radical here, but maybe Taisus is saying I'm a manashach svara. In other words, if my limud is from the pasuk of shlutei chutz, right? So that's a pasuk that tells me ain shlutei chutz, right? That from that pasuk, because it's one pasuk. Rabbi's saying before, I don't know if Rabbi's saying this before, but then you have ein shliach dvarve. Then you could say from that pasuk, I would have the svara of divrei harav and a chanami. But now I also have. It's not either. As I have both, and as I have a manashach, either I have a pasuk which will have the svara of all cases of divrei harav, divrei dava, like divrei shemen. And then once I say, like Rebbe said, that you have a limit as well to say that it's shnei ksuva but gechad ein malamden. So now that's what Rebbe asked before, where we get the plug, because now I have a manashach. I have one pasuk which I make a binyan av, so I always have the svara. So whatever the svara is, it's not going to apply. And then I have Rebbe's svara to say that you have with every situation, that's where the two psukim kick in, that it will never work. And therefore, Taisa saying is both. The manashach, I have both.
Okay, it's very good. But it don't sound like that's what the Bein Shua is saying, no? He says, the Chayin Kosra Taivis, the other flame crab, Perkish Mekadish. That's all he says. He says, makes it sound like very simple.
He's both, the cry. He's working out his system in two psukim.
I don't know. He doesn't seem to say that. The other mikra, means one pasuk. The other mikra, Now that's all. Okay, so you have to say it's a misprint. You have to add the yud.
The cry, that's a bit.
But Shmuel, you're saying that the two ikadialas are not arguing?
No, they work in harmony with Rebbe Pshat.
Okay, I don't think that's what Tavis is saying. And maybe David might be saying that. I'm not saying, but I don't think that's what the Bnei Yeshua is saying. It's like too big of a chiddush for the Bnei Yeshua to be so mikatzer. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, this is where I got stuck today in Shir. In other words, I think the Lechem Avirim I get. The Lechem Avirim, it's interesting that there's a difference in the Lechem. You know, I'm sure some of my favorite in the thing, even though I didn't even bother looking, I suspect that Mr. The Green Book will put the Lechem Avir and the Bnei Yeshua will put them together because they're almost the same, but there's a very big difference. The Lechem Avirim is saying that Tavis thought of this reason from Svara because he somehow that the Lashon of the Kaimela and Asia Varavera sounds like it's Misvara. That's what it seems from the Lechem Avirim, that the Mashmos of the Lashon of the Gemara is like it's a Svara. Gemara doesn't quote a Pasuk. So since our Gemara doesn't quote a Pasuk, sounds like it's a logic. So therefore, Tavis thought that it's going to be a Rav. So Tavis said, no. So according to Lechem Avirim, we never have anybody who actually said it's a Svara except for Tavis' misreading of our Gemara, which Tavis says is a mistake. Okay, so there you don't find anyone who ever actually held that it's a Svara, that without a pasuk. So we don't have in the
Lechem Avirim. Doesn't the Gemara have to be in the Kedushin?
What?
Doesn't the Gemara have to have me in the Kedushin?
We are in Kedushin? Yeah. No, because you learn Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin that the Gemara, when it quoted the pasuk, it's after the Svara. The Svara was after the pasuk. They're just out of order. In other words, the Gemara jumped the gun. The Gemara tells you, because of the Svara. But that's only because there's a Pasuk. There's no Machlaikas. And with the Svara is a Pshan in the Pasuk. And they just didn't tell you yet the Pasuk yet. Even the play Yeshua only says it's Mashra that way in Kedushin. It doesn't say it's Mukhlok in Kedushin. So you could say in Kedushin that everybody agrees we learn it from a Pasuk. No one says it's a Svara. So at least the Lechem Avirim is saying it's very good. There's nobody that actually says it's a Svara. Tavis misread our Gemara. Tavis misread our Gemara to think that our Gemara saying it's a Svara. Tavis says, no, look in Kedushin. Tavis and his Havina didn't look in Kedushin. The Lechem Avirim in many ways is so much better. Tavis never looked in Kedushin in his Havina. He was reading our Gemara Mineu Bay. He read our Gemara Mineu Bay. He says, hey, it looks like it's a Svara. Then he says, his answer is, hey, you forgot Kedushin. Look in Kedushin. In Kedushin, you see, it's not a Svara. It's a Pasuk. Okay. It's not a real Havamina. So it's not like Akasha had a day his time and didn't know the Gemara. He's just speaking out that if you read the Gemara Kipshuto, it sounds like it's a Svara. And Tavis is informing you, Bikiya says, it's not a Svara. And no one ever holds it's a Svara Everybody holds like the Gemara and Kedusha.
If he doesn't say Vim Timar, then Tosis doesn't need to have such a stark Ahavmina.
That's right. Yes, that's correct. So I'm saying, according to Nachum Avirim, it's very nice. Tosis and his Ahavmina just read our Gemara. He thought our Gemara's Mashmat to Svara. Tosis's answer is there's nobody in the world that holds a Svara. Look in Kedusha. You see in Kedusha, there's only two Manda Omars. One Manda Omar is from Shiloh. From Shkut Echutz, one man them is Shnektevon Geacha. No one holds it to Svara. Everybody holds it to Pasuk. The Meida, there's a possibility to think the Pasuk is Xeris Akasiv, and there's a possibility to say there's a Svara to the Pasuk. And the Gemara and the Havina here thought Xeris Akasiv, and Ravina and Rav Sam are answering there's a Svara to the Pasuk, and that's probably the Maran Kedusha. Also, the Maran Kedusha is like our Maskana that there's a Svara to the Pasuk. Shammai Yisrael. Very nice. But in the play of Shua, there's really, I say there's two problems. Because the play of Shua is making Tavis as Havamina predicated on that Gemara in Kedusha, which means that there is a Deya in Kedusha that's saying that you know it means Svara. So there's two problems. One is, if Tavis knows the Gemara in Kedusha, so what's his Havamina? He read Gemara in Kedusha, but he didn't read the other part of Gemara in Kedusha. It's a little strange. So Aleph Rabbi said an answer, which okay, I that's what I would assume, but it's not so nice. It just doesn't mean it's not right. It's just not so, that type is how mean it was. You got to go like everybody in Kedushin, or for sure the first day, because that's the pashtas. And David's answer is no, it's good enough if you go like the other day. Okay, maybe that's how I would have learned too. But the second problem, which is a bigger problem, is that if there's really a day in Kedushin that it's a Svara and you don't need a Pasuk, so how did we think that the day that argues is to the other extreme that doesn't even hold the Svara after the Pasuk? So Rabbi said that it's all or nothing. Either it's a Svara, I mean structure, if it's a Svara, then it's a Svara Pshuta. If it's not as far up, then it's not as far even after the Pasuk. I don't know. It sounds hard. And that's where I got stuck.
Because I'm trying to say that it's such, everybody holds it such a pasuk to svara that we wouldn't need a pasuk to teach it to us.
Yeah, so what must be? There must be some reason why it's wrong. So why can't the pasuk be telling you that reason that you would have thought is wrong is wrong?
It doesn't mean it's wrong. It means it's not the only dim. There is a svara, but their case is not covered by the svara. And even in those cases, it's a yitura.
You can't learn out from Shkutei Chutz other cases beyond the svara, because Shkutei Chutz has a svara. I don't think that's what someone else said. It was a different chat. Rabbi, I don't remember. Maybe he said that too. I don't remember. Someone said that other chat. But I think what Rabbi was saying is just that, I think Rabbi Mels was saying this before too also, that the fact that he needs a pasuk, if it's really a svara, why did Torah write a pasuk? From Shkut Echutz, you can only see the svara, so you knew it without a pasuk. Tarot says the fact that the Torah wrote the pasuk indicates that the svara is not right. So now we have to, this day I can't hold it as far even after the pasuk. So I don't know. You know, there's sort of like a funny thing. One thing we're learning out from the pasuk that tells us Ancient Ravera is telling us that the svara is wrong. If it's a svara, you don't need a pasuk. So why did I write a pasuk? Must be that they're telling you that the svara is wrong. Also, okay, I don't know.
They should be saying that the goof of the swish is in our Gemara is on this point, whether or not, meaning the Havamina, what he's saying is the Havamina is that Tosis is saying that the fact you learn it from the Pasuk means that therefore it should apply to Chatzar also. And therefore, the maskana is no. Even if you learn from the pasuk, it's still going within the guidelines of the svara, and therefore, that's why it doesn't go for chatzar.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm agreeable to that.
So, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out the Gemara's. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was that The man Damar that learned it from a pasuk is not working with the svara of Divrei Rav. He holds it just exeris hakasuf, like the Lechem Avirim said. So I'm just bothered. Why would anyone say it's exeris hakasuf when you have such a wonderful svara? If there's if one day in the Gemara holds that the svara is so strong that you don't even need a pasuk to teach it to you, you know, without a pasuk. So shouldn't we assume that the other day that holds that there is a pasuk, that he at least holds it as far enough to be masver pshat in the pasuk? Zeres hakasuf is very daichik. We don't like zeres hakasuf. So
I'm saying, so at the end of the Gemara is going to come out that way.
I understand, but what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is very strange. We're trying.
There was a point where the Gemara felt Yeshua, that if you learn from the
whole
pasuk,
the whole Taisus is going out. It's explaining the Gemara's question. That's what Taisus is doing. He's bothered to explain the Gemara's question. So I'm saying that the Gemara's question is still not so nice, because the Gemara's question is a mandamar that learns from a pasuk. Good, but even that mandamar, avada after the pasuk teaching you the svara. After all, you hold that svara is such a good svara. There's a different
Is it pasuk that we limit a pasuk in that fashion? That we're going to limit the pasuk to only apply where the svara goes, or was he since there's a pasuk that meant you're telling me it blankets?
I think so, because that's what I'm saying. If it's a drasha of shchut echutz, you're making a mamatzino that it just like shchut echutz is ancient ravera, so to everywhere else, then we always ask pirchas on a mamatzino, and we limit only to where you find it. So if shchut echutz is only a case where you have the svara of divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishaimim.
So the only possibility is if we don't hold to that. At this point, we don't hold to that svara.
So the other thing, if I don't hold to that svara, yes, so then you're making such a strange machlokes. Okay, anyway, that's where I got stuck. I don't know the answer. I sent the strange ritva that also, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. He says that the svara is a divya rav, but it applies when you don't the svara divya rav. I don't know how what he's saying. It's like it's very just you know, makes no sense to me. I don't know, maybe he means low plug. I don't know. He doesn't say the words low plug. He says that the svara is divrei rav, but even when you don't have the svara divrei rav, you know, if you look at the ritva, then it gets looking inside. He says, if you look at there, he's going on the Gemara and Kedushin. Shiny awesome, the ancient Rav. That's the quote of the Gemara in Kedusha. That there's a Svara of Divya Rav, and the Svara of Divya Rav, a Svara of ancient Rav, and the Svara is because of Divya Tavdi Shimon. Pirish. Time of the Kamrinin, Shukain our right. This reason, the Divya Rav, is usually the reason. Meal Dina the Rice are going to come and I'll be to the lesser high timer, but then but we really say anxious very without that reason. Okay, he brings our Gemara and he says that the fact that there's a machlokes in our Gemara shows that we're not working with this far out divrei rav.
What's this limit of himatzik himatzik biyado gneiva?
I don't know. That's our Gemara. That's chatzer. Chatzer works as for shlichus. Okay. Anyway, so I how do you read such a ritva? That just sounds like he says that the Gemara says a reason. Pirish taimik I'm reading. Shukain I arrive. Meal Dina the Raisa without that reason. So doesn't that mean, like I always have this problem with the chinuch. You know, the chinuch comes along and gives a reason for the mitzvah. And then, but the mitzvah applies when you don't have that reason. So doesn't that prove that that's not the reason? Don't tell me that that's the reason. Obviously, that's not the reason. So he says, the reason is the time of Kamar Shua Kena right. Neo Dina the Raisa, I feel the less a high timer. So if it's Dina the Raisa less high timer, So obviously that's not the reason. If this was a reason, then it wouldn't be true if it's less a high timer.
Also, how does the Ritva explain the switch then back to the Maskana? How come it doesn't work in case of Chatzar?
I don't know. He doesn't tell you how he learns Rav Sam and Ravina's answer. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I just don't know what this means. That you say it's a reason, but even when the reason doesn't apply, ain't Shechet Baravera. So that means obviously that's not the reason.
Sounds like a low plug.
Yeah, but the problem is he doesn't say the words low plug. And where do we get the right to say low plug? Like,
it sounds like low. I'm looking at the Ritva and the Shita. I mean, I don't know if that's the same Ritva, but he said, and that's what he proves it. He says, Shlo cholak ha-kosev. I mean, that sounds like low plug. He says, Shlo cholak ha-shlech, shayig amazing. Jim Loy came.
Shatosev doesn't sound like
he's saying it's a kosev. Look,
he's just saying that's how we, the Torah is mashmos, it makes no difference.
He's saying it's a kosev. He clearly saying it's a kosev, which in most cases we can give a reason to understand it.
Yeah, but what good
what function
is the reason to understand it in most cases if obviously that's not the right reason?
How does everybody understand the whole Sefer HaChinuch?
I don't know.
I understand how they ask about Mitzia, but if this is the reason, then how did you ask?
I mean, the fact is, you say, well, there's a, you know, I don't know
about the Ritva, but maybe just to understand the Chinuch, that he's saying this is a Das Torah, what I'm telling you is a Das Torah reason for the mitzvah. There are other reasons that apply in other places.
Yeah, okay, maybe. In the Chinuch, I can hear it. The Chinuch can say it. There's more than one reason for mitzvahs. Anyway, right,
I'm giving you a reason that applies most of the time.
We say that all the many time. Reasons, but you know, he's just for inspiration. You know that Hashem has multi reasons, and he killed two birds with one stone. So I guess this is one of the reasons, and there are other reasons. Yeah, okay, that I can hear. Is it, you know, the
it could be like this. That's the Svarah as far. I b'shogeg, it doesn't really apply in the case of b'shogeg. So the svara, the halacha carries through because generally this concept of divrei rav applies. But LMI, when there's a shogeg and therefore there can't be kavana and therefore he can't listen to divrei rav, so it's still the halacha in that case.
Why still the halacha? So Rav is saying because there's other reasons. But then how do you know then this is the reason? You know. You can't make, you know, and I think it's mukhlof that this is the reason. It's a sort of shoot that this reason is true. So it's a sort of. That would maybe fit into the ritual maybe you say like the chinuch is this reason we know for sure is right. So I'll tell you the reason we know for sure is right. Now, there's even if this mukhlof that there's another reason, but this reason is also true because this is a mukhlof reason. But that would really hurt the play, you know, our being a play of shura. That would hurt our Gemara. Because you're saying that it's, you're saying like this, and the Pshan, the Ritva is that the Svarah Divya Rav is for sure a right Svarah. Now, there could be other Svarahs. Maybe in Achinami, it's Mukhra from the Torah that there are other Svarahs too. But the Svarah, definitely one of the Svarahs is Divya Rav, Divya Tam, but Divya Shah. But it's not the only Svarah. I mean, maybe that's so then. So there's more than one of that. Take it back. That wouldn't mess up our Gemara. Divrei Rav is a reason. Avada is a reason. But there's other reasons. And there's other Pasuk. Pasuk is telling you somehow there's some Ashmais that it applies even when the reason doesn't apply. Somehow Ashmais, I don't know how.
Then we have to come up with an explanation why Bishogeg, it works for Bishogeg, but it doesn't work for Chatzar.
Yeah, okay. Yes, but maybe that's another. There's some mashmos in the pasuk that the pasuk that it's even beyond that reason. Uh, Okay, I don't know. If there's some mashmalos from the pasuk that it applies even by shogeg, so then maybe that would be good. Because the fact that the pasuk is teaching you even by shogeg means that the pasuk is teaching you that there's a svara beyond divrei rav. But I don't know how you would see from shkutei chutz that the pasuk is teaching you even when it's
the way he angles it, specifically how he explains our Gemara of the difference of being whether he's considered bar chiyuva. It sounds like he's explaining the difference between the shogeg and the case of chutzer. In the sense, if you're a bar chiyuva and the etzem, it would apply to you if it was bemazed. Then we can extend that even when the case of the svar doesn't apply because it's still a bar chiyuva. Because you're still a person who divrei rav applies to you. It applies to you. Oh my, it's mishogeg, so therefore I didn't know in this case that I wasn't doing it intentionally in order to go against Hashem. But you're still considered a bar chiyuva, and therefore it will apply to you even if it's mishogeg. But if you're not a bar chiyuva, you're a chutzer, you're not a bar chiyuva, so then it's, you recall, you're out of the ballpark. There's no concept of extending that further to a different case. So divrei rav will extend further to mishogeg when you are a bar chiyuva. Because be'etzem, it really, you're a bar chiyuva. It should apply to you. You have an out because you say, I didn't know Hashem said not to because I did a b'shogeg. So then we say, no, we're going to extend that further. But when it comes to something like chutzer, where we make the distinction that it's not bar chiyuva, that tells us where the svar is totally out of the ballpark, that we're not going to apply it, and therefore that's not.
Okay, I hear. Okay.